You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Just got back from Springfield, and I was in the press box in the House of Representatives to hear the governor present his budget address. And joining me on the line is Representative Dan Brady of the 105th District. Hello, Representative. How are you doing?
Good, Patty. How are you? It's nice to be with you.
Wonderful to be with you. It was great to see you too in the rotunda outside of the chambers. You came up to me and were telling me a little bit about sort of the information that the governor was trying to share, in addition to sort of, you know, putting forward this, you know, not necessarily a challenge, but a proposition. But what was your takeaway, just first of all, of the broad scope of the budget address?
Well, I think, first off, it's a change-up, as I would call it, a change-up from the standpoint that the governor put forth really two pathways. One pathway that would say, let's try it together. Let's try it together with a budget that is going to be cuts, it's going to be reform, and it's going to be revenue, increase. I'll talk with you about that, but help me with some reform and some belt tightening, and then let's talk revenue. And then the other, of course, was if you don't want to do it that way, ladies and gentlemen, then give me the authority to go in and try and produce a budget, making even more catastrophic cuts than what's presently going on in order to try and balance a budget. And so those are really the two pathways that the governor unfolded today. I think that it also was a speech that had really an extension, I think, of an olive branch in a variety of ways of, hey, you know what, first year I've learned some hard knocks, that this is not one of my businesses per se. This is state government. It's different. And I've got to work in some areas about trying to build rapport and build more confidence and compromise.
Well, now, walk me through how working together with cuts, first let's go with cuts. Are there cuts in particular that I didn't hear any of them, what the targets would be as far as cuts. Is it extraneous spending that perhaps seems like it's not being productive, or is it social services?
Well, I think that what the governor will probably zero in on some of the things that you've heard before. Take another bite at the pension mm-hmm. reforms, looking at thinking that, you know, what he would save in billions there, looking at a change in capping on salary spiking at schools and universities across the state for those higher end employees, higher salary employees across state agencies and cost, you know, is that going to be a cost shift there? Talking about other proposals and where you could save in criminal justice to group health care to transformation in other areas. And then he indicated in technology some of the things that he would like to do that would be a cost savings in a longer projection from the standpoint of investment. So across the board in those areas and more is where the belt tightening, you know, would continue. And then you have to talk about some of the reforms that the governor still is very much
committed to,
in the way of trying to get some of those, and then talk about, you know, what would be revenue enhancements, what would be new revenue into the General Assembly, to the state budget, the general revenues.
Right. So the pension issue is first and foremost, considering so much of our budget. Is it 25% of our budget is dedicated toward spending on the pensions?
I think it's that and more, especially when you factor in the debt side of things that the pension, our five pension systems have in the state of Illinois, and that's something that, you know, depending on which day you hear the governor endorsing and being supportive of what's been President Cullerton's pension legislation, and, you know, saying that he would not only support it, but whatever type of bill that he finalizes with, that being President Senate Cullerton, is encouraging. But then the president seems to kind of maybe waffle back and forth on what truly is going to be the bill from what we saw and heard last year. So that continues to be a work in progress, as other areas. But I think really the point to focus in on coming out of today's speech is the fact that really you can have it two ways. I prefer the way, meaning Governor Rauner saying, I prefer the way that we try and find some common ground together, or I'll go it alone if that's what I have to do, but give me the authority in which to do it. I'll make some of those cuts and some of the things we've been talking about. And obviously they're going to be much deeper than just what I'm talking about here on the
which we had some taste of last year after the first budget address that he had, when there were cuts to programs that were, well, first there were cuts to the park systems and nature preserves, and that came before the cuts to autism programs, epilepsy foundation, after school programs, Meals on Wheels, a lot of social services. There were $26 million in cuts to social services on April 3rd. So I'm guessing that's kind of the kind of drawback that he's talking about in those areas. So how is it different? So the first one, working together with cuts, reform, and tax increase, possibly revenue generation. How is it different than what you guys have been trying to work on for the last 8 months?
Well, I think it's different from the standpoint that the governor has come around to be able to say, I moved off of really 12 points of what I considered needed to be structural reforms that he felt he had to have.
Okay.
And has really whittled that down to really two or three, I think that would probably be part of the final budget negotiation. And then also, I think the governor has come to understand a little more of the legislative process and what he's truly up against, being that the majority party is Democratic and that the will of the speaker is something that probably, I believe, was underestimated. And then I think there's been an attempt by the governor from when he first came into office and maybe kind of at times going into the China store like a bull, understanding that when those things happen, especially when you're talking about unions and when you're talking about some of the things that the governor talked about in bargaining and local control, the list goes on, that those are all things that, without maybe sitting down first a little bit more, we might have been able to soften some of the blow that came out of the whole thing. And that makes for, mistrust. And that's
absolutely
something I think he's been trying to repair.
We have a listener, Representative Brady. Do you mind taking a question from a listener?
Sure.
Absolutely. Here's Rich. Hey, Rich, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing tonight, Patty?
Very well. What did you want to ask us?
Yeah, how come... I mean, I understand the state's pension fund is in deep trouble, and it has been for a long time. But when they talk about making cuts to it, why don't they ever mention that the majority of the people that are in this pension fund are not eligible for any Social Security benefits? You know, whereas when I retire, I can draw Social Security and the pension that I've earned from another job.
Right. But they cannot.
Well, these people,
right? They paid
are
in.
Not eligible.
Right? They paid in sometimes as much as 12% of their income. Hold on one second, Rich, and let's give Representative Brady a moment to answer that question. What do you say to that, Representative Brady?
Well, I when you talk about that, they don't mention that. Maybe some of that gets lost in the discussion. I think what also gets lost in the discussion, when you talk about the pension system and any one of our five pension systems, is the fact that the individuals, state employees, paid into the system.
Right.
So they are entitled to what they're going to get out of that system at some point in time, whether it be a teacher, whether it be a state employee, a university employee, they pay into the system. And I think that gets lost as well. But where the whole problem, is and has been for years is than the underfunding of the pension. So you got the employees doing what they're supposed to, putting in their share, and the state has had the default on the other side. And point fingers whoever you want, that's not going to get us the reforms and the changes that we need. But I've always been an advocate that whatever we do when it comes to a pension plan and reform of the pension plan is that we start by putting all five systems in, mm-hmm. whatever that plan is going to be. And thus far, any plan has not had the judiciary in it. And that's one of our five parts of our pension system. So if it's good for everybody else and it needs to be done, changes, and it's got to be good enough for all five systems.
Oh, I'm so glad that we had you on the air tonight. It's been a long time since we had a chance to speak with you, which was, it was early last spring. Do you mind if we talk to you again next week? Because we have so much more to talk about, and we have to go to the
sure.
news in just a moment. Thank you so much. It's Representative Dan Brady of the 105th District. Go to rep-danbrady.com for more information about his district and what he does. More after this on 720 WGN.